Hi, welcome back to Traffic Generation Podcast Series. This is episode two, and today we will continue on with our search engine that I was talking about in episode one. But I'm going to show you a few more advanced techniques, and I think the most important thing and the easiest way to capture top listings in Google is to actually have the name of the keyword that you're after in your title or your domain name. For instance, I have a domain name called rebrandableebooks.com. Now, guess what happens when you search Google for rebrandable ebooks? Rebrandableebooks.com will be number one in the search engine. So this is the easiest way. It does not involve a lot of backlinks, does not need a lot of submission into this directory and that directory. It's basically, if you have that in your domain name, you have that in your title tag, and then you have that in your meta tag, you're pretty much a cinch to get it unless the competition is outrageous. So this is a very, very easy way to capture top listings in Google. So rebrandable ebooks, if you look that up, what you should do is go to rebrandableebooks.com, and then when you click on that don't when you click on that and you go to that site, what I want you to do is I want you to right click on that page and view source. Once you have clicked on that, you will see, kind of check out the structure of a properly optimized web page using the domain as your keyword title. You will see in my title I have David Cheen dash rebrandable ebooks dash rebranding ebooks has never been easier. So that is, obviously you got rebrandable ebooks in your title. You got rebrandable ebooks in your domain name. Then in your description, you got rebrandable ebooks by David Cheen. Rebranding ebooks has never been easier again. Then in your keywords, the first keyword, rebrandable ebooks, rebranding, ebook, ebooks, David Cheen, rebrander, ebook rebrander software. This was a cinch. When I did this, I had top search engine listings in Google in, I don't know, less than 3 or 4 days. I didn't use any other, some of the other techniques that I've talked about in other videos or podcasts. This is pure title name, description, keyword, meta tagging, and having the name in your domain name. So if you are after a particular keyword, try to figure out how to get that as a domain name, and then follow the recipe on the rebrandable ebooks. If you view the source, follow the recipe to putting your keyword in the exact same spots that I have the keywords for rebrandable ebooks, and kind of copy the same kind of techniques that I use there as well, and you will find you'll have success. Now, if you are having a problem getting the domain name, think of this. For instance, if you wanted dog training, just as an example, and you go and you can't get dogtraining.com, then, I mean, obviously a lot of your keywords are going to be taken. So when you try to go for dogtraining.com, it won't work. So what you want to do is go dog training and then throw something else in it. So at least dog training is in the domain, because that is the biggest weight factor that Google's going to give you. So if you have dog training and you go to it and the domain is taken, maybe do dogtraining123.com or dogtrainingunleashed.com. That's actually a play on words, because you got leash in there too, which could tie into the dog. So there's all sorts of little tricks here, but definitely do the best that you can in getting a domain name that has your main keyword, and you will see how easy it is to capture top listings in Google. So that is another technique that you can use for capturing top listings in Google. And again, visit rebrandableebooks.com, view the source, copy that recipe. If you get a domain name with your main keyword, then you will be in good shape. Now, also, you want to make sure that if you're going to buy a domain name for a keyword, you want to also make sure that people will actually look that keyword up. You don't want to have a keyword that two people surf the internet for, because even if you get both of them coming to your site, this is not the kind of traffic we're looking for here. We're talking about traffic generation. So Try to use some good keyword tools that will help you determine whether a keyword is worthwhile or not. If you already have an existing site, what you could do is get that domain name under a different keyword and then just transfer your site over to that domain as well, because a keyword is huge in your placement in the search engines. So until next time, I will actually be coming up with several more traffic generation tips. This is going to be a very thorough podcast series. We could possibly go up to 100 episodes purely on traffic generation. So again, if you have not subscribed to this podcast, just click to the right there. You will see some subscribe options. Just click on that and subscribe. And also feel free to post a comment on any of these episodes. You can post a comment and give me some feedback, and it makes it easier for me to come up with good quality content for you. So until next time, this is David Sheen from Traffic Generation Podcast Series, and I hope you have a great day.